All right, yes, we love that. Oh man.
Yeah, we're laughing because it was a slightly amended version for for the air
for
of
the DJs.
Rock and Roll Heavenscape
for the
from
DJs.
For Despite Our Differences to Indigo Girls here with us in the Kink Line Performance Lounge, and welcome back. Welcome back home, we might
say. It's
good
to be here, yeah.
Good to see you guys again.
Man, you know, it's so that sound is so intimate, and I was picturing this kind of living room setting that you guys had when you recorded this album, just thought it must have been magic to do this.
Yeah, it was a home studio in Santa Monica. We worked with Mitchell Froom for the first time. He produced the record, and it was intimate. It was a very small room. We all just sat around, cut the tracks live for the most part. And
wow.
So the record, I think, has a certain freshness to it. It just brings out the vitality and the essence of the songs because it's not mucked up.
Yeah, and that song you just did was the one you did with Pink on the record. How did your paths cross?
Well, initially, we met her when we recorded a song of hers called Dear Mr. President.
Which was great, by the way.
It was a great experience. She had emailed us through our management and asked us to do it, and we were big Pink fans, so we were just like, sure, yeah, we'd love to. And then we really hit it off and became friends, and we were in L.A., and she was coming through for a couple of days, and we nabbed her to do this one because I just felt like her voice was really the perfect vehicle for this song.
I can't help but taking the imagery of that song and thinking it's a strong message for a lot of other bands and the music industry in general. So talk about it. What does it mean?
Well, it was really inspired when a couple of friends of mine in different bands, the Butchies for one, and a couple of those guys live in, one of them lives in Portland now, actually, and this other band, La Tigra, were breaking up, and I felt like, wow, who am I going to listen to now, basically? And then I started looking at the whole scene and just, you know, how hard it is just to stay in a band and go through all the different hurdles, and especially in a woman playing punk rock, which is hard, but you know, Portland's got it going on in that arena, but yeah, and just talked to, it was like a tribute really to them, and just saying, you know, I hope you keep doing what you're doing in whatever manifestation it happens.
Great new album, Despite Our Differences, the new record from Indigo Girls tonight. And by the way, I remembered from your last visit, because I always used to say the Indigo Girls, and you brought the hammer down on me. And
did
I've
we?
Been, yeah.
We
well,
must have been
nicely.
In a bad mood that day.
Nice.
We're just being funny, because we don't really care.
It's Indigo Girls. I've gotten it right ever since. They'll be at the Crystal Ballroom tonight for what's going to be a great show. Thanks again, you guys, for coming and braving the elements to play for us today. One more time at our Kink Live Performance Lounge, Indigo Girls.